thought experiments are not subject to any moral or natural laws, can be done relatively quickly, and have, for the most part, no real-world consequences. Their strength is that they give us the opportunity to fully flesh out certain hypothetical possibilities without committing to them practically. They allow us to discover aspects of ourselves we might not have otherwise, and think of the ramifications of certain possible acts long before we are technologically capable of them. There are countless innovators who, if asked where their inspiration came from, will point to speculative sci-fi from centuries prior, or whimsical what-if questions that spurred their curiosity. The thought experiments we'll be exploring in this book have all served a particular purpose in their historical context. However, in learning about them, we teach ourselves to reach outside our own habitual thoughts and beliefs. What philosophy in general, and thought experiments in particular, can teach us is twofold. Firstly, that we are inhabiting a way of thinking at all, and secondly, that our way of thinking can be changed. As you read on, the hope is that you'll develop your own critical thinking skills, mental agility, and self-awareness. You'll get comfortable thinking about thinking, perhaps the most valuable and transferable skill there is. By learning to carefully consider the virtues and drawbacks of the very process of thinking itself, you give yourself the opportunity to spot bias, question assumptions, more deeply understand your beliefs, and, if you're lucky, open the door to a completely new idea. Thought experiments are like a grand arena where you can take your brain out to play, to explore and to learn about itself, to grow larger and more robust. The ability to see not just what is, but also what could be, is fundamental to any endeavor that requires creativity or problem-solving acumen. It also helps you shift perspectives, if necessary, and consider something we seldom do, that we might be wrong. Manipulating thoughts, information, multiple variables, and coming up with an answer, for which there is no true right or wrong, a learned ability in itself, is something that can be applied to every walk of life. Throughout history, thought experiments have allowed great thinkers and philosophers to see beyond their immediate grasp, to ask far-ranging questions, and push the limits of human knowledge. Using thought experiments in your own life, however, will make you a more focused, more robust thinker, with a cognitive and intellectual scope far wider than if you'd never challenged yourself in this particular way. Finally, perhaps the most important benefit to engaging in thought experiments is that you give yourself the chance to chew over questions for which there simply isn't an answer, even with infinitely advanced scientific, technological, or philosophical tools. Training your brain to confidently engage with these sorts of questions is enriching beyond the quick satisfaction of solving a problem or optimizing what you already know. So let's look a little closer. What exactly constitutes a thought experiment? Is it merely a question, simply asking, what if? Well, yes and no. The spark of wonder and curiosity is certainly the beginning, but a well-conducted thought experiment is also about the careful analysis of your answer, of other people's answers, and how to interpret them. A big part of a thought experiment is thoroughly considering the consequences and implications of certain conditions, actions, or choices. It's more along the lines of, what happens if such and such is true? Thought experiments are completely fabricated conditionals. They are fictions, which can obliquely bring us around to truths, or at least illuminate our limitations, assumptions, or errors. A truly great thought experiment often spurs further questions, a sign that your mind is mentally exploring an entirely new theoretical space. You may get surprising answers to questions and the opportunity to completely change your worldview without the bother of having to actually do anything. Thought experiments require us to apply our imagination, to entertain hypotheticals, and follow through potential outcomes and ramifications without actually trying them out for real. When people encounter new scientific, political, or cultural developments, they extrapolate